Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's You Better You Bet with Ken Barkley and Nick Ashew on BetQL.
NBA insiders are just unloading their tweet drafts right now. They've had these, you know, deals pretty much agreed upon like all day, and they just save them. And then they just write at 6 o'clock Eastern. Here we go. Tweet, tweet, tweet. It's just one after the other, after the other. There's just tons and tons of deals coming in, Ken, I want to get to, but I do want to bring this up because we teased it earlier, and I don't want to forget about it. Because of the Kevin Durant news that has dominated before now, we've got at least some other re-signings to kind of get the simmering to come down just a little bit. Brian Windhorst earlier said that he talked to some executives that have essentially said, if Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant want to stay together, which reportedly they still do, this is more about the Nets, which is hilarious. Let's go to this team. Do you like what you've built? Just kidding. It all sucks now. Let's tear it down and let's leave and go somewhere else. If they want to stay together, can't believe I'm saying this, the Lakers may have the means to be able to make it happen. I mean, can't you see this coming? LeBron James is doing everything he can right now to get Durant and Kyrie Irving to L.A., and you're going to see Russell Westbrook and his big $47 million expiring contract shipped out, and here we go.
It would be, so I mean, just play this out for a second. So let's assume that the trade is consummated. What would be in it? So, okay, Kyrie Irving, Kevin Durant go to the Lakers. What would have to go to the Nets? Anthony Davis.
I mean.
Russell Westbrook.
Yeah. Yep.
Like Talen Horton Tucker. Like
oh, absolutely.
Genie Bus's chauffeur. Like, what? We just like, how many ancillary
yes.
things have to be added
think,
into this?
I think
they don't even have any picks
They're going to get them the rights to Winning Time, the TV show, the Magic Johnson right. statue. They'll give them
Space
that.
Space Jam, a new legacy residuals. Let's get those in there.
Yes, you get some of those residuals. They will be able to have their own, they will be able to sponsor their own or have their own sponsorship maybe on their jerseys. They'll give them that to make that happen.
Executive producer credit on the shop. Yeah, that's so, you know.
I guess draft picks until 2035, and you can't even trade back-to-back picks in one trade. So it's going to be pick swaps, and then it's going to be trades. And then, like, it's just – and it might happen. It wouldn't surprise me if it did. I mean, Anthony Davis and then
that would surprise
essentially
me.
Russell Westbrook.
It would surprise me if
contract.
They both went. If they both went, it would surprise me a lot. It would surprise me a lot if Durant.
I'm glad that you're not as jaded as me because I just expect everything to happen now in the NBA. Everything can happen.
It's not the Nets' job to get these guys to LA. It's not Sean Marks' job to like make this happen. Like it's just you're gonna take back Westbrook and Anthony Davis, and that's it for this.
Well, what if there's again? What if it goes back to a three-team trade, three or four-team trade?
Sure.
And then
Then I'm open-minded, I guess. Then I'm open-minded to the possibilities.
And then
right.
And that's really what it would be. This wouldn't be a two-team trade. You're probably getting three, maybe four teams. Guys are getting moved around because they're talking right now the DeJounte Murray trade may not even be done. Like it's done, but not totally done because they may try to include John Collins in another part of the deal. Like you can expand deals after it's agreed upon. So teams will agree in principle to a deal. Everybody's kind of shaking hands. It's all approved. But then it's nobody signed anything, and then they bring in a third team, and then they throw other pieces in, and they make more with it. So there's a chance that that ends up being the case, that the Lakers just include even more teams, and then you know the Nets are getting everything they want. You get Anthony Davis, Russell Westbrook, and then it's $47 million off the books next year, a bunch of first-round picks from a couple of different teams, including the Lakers, and then there you go. And Bob's your uncle. And then The Lakers have a super team again. So
which of the deals that have been announced that we have not yet gone over is the most interesting to you?
Lou Dort, 5 years, yes. $87.5 million to stay with the Thunder. How about that? Had a good year last year, 17 points a game. They're obviously a really bad team, the Thunder, that has absolutely no chance at winning anything for the foreseeable future. But they're building slowly. There's no pressure to win now, and he played well. And there was talks about them wanting to keep him around anyway. Solid defender. I mean, a guy that's going to bring you a lot of intangibles. That's a lot of money, but there's also a salary cap. There's a salary floor that teams have to worry about too. And I'm pretty sure the Thunder are hovering around that right now. I don't know exactly what the financials are, but they're no longer just a salary dump spot for teams to like absorb it and we'll get a first round pick. Now they've like collected all those. So they're saying, okay, let's keep at least a couple of players on this young core that we like. And Lou Dort's one of them.
Right. I mean, we remember Lou Dort's defense on James Harden, right? First round of the playoffs, yeah. 2 years ago, 3 years ago. And just like, kind of like a meaningful player in a playoff series. And obviously the story of that series also wasn't just his defense. It was that left him open to try to shoot a bunch of threes. And sometimes it went okay. And sometimes it didn't go okay. Most of the time it didn't. But I think, yeah, the interesting thing here, look, is like you're Oklahoma City. You're going to get 0.0 free agents for the next two decades. You're getting zero of them. So if that's true,
yep.
And you have a guy who might be developing into like, I don't think Lou Dort's ever going to be an all NBA guy. Could he be a first team NBA all defense player? Maybe. Could he be a second team player? Obviously more likely. Could he just be like a really reliable plus wing defender who can score a little bit? Yeah. And if you know anything about where the league's going or watched the NBA finals, you know, there were about 13 better, more developed Lou Dorts that played in that series, basically, to some degree.
Right.
And so like that's a type of player that's very, very desirable right now, basically. So I know it looks crazy. Like Lou Dort got $88 million. But like, if you're Oklahoma City and you're never getting anybody, there are way worse ways to spend your money than like a developing plus defense wing.
Yeah.
Like that's way worse ways to spend your money. Give three Isaiah Hartenstein contracts and you're already there in terms of this stuff. So it's just, you know, it looks crazy when you see it, and then you're just kind of like, well, yeah, like that, it kind of actually makes sense that they would do that.
It's a way better deal than the Isaiah Hartenstein deal. Let's just put it that way. So
that's how all things will be measured
more money
from this point forward. Right? Is it rate this on a scale of 1 to 5 Hartensteins, basically? Yeah.
And don't forget Brunson money. Everything is Brunson money. So there's that too. Nikola Jokic getting 5 years. Dude, the Knicks are just, they're always a laughing stock. It's just unbelievable. It's just depressing. It really is. Nikola Jokic getting a 5-year, 264 Supermax. Everybody expected that to happen. He's won back-to-back MVPs. Good for him. I'd argue he's underpaid. He has been absolutely incredible. Here's what we're creeping into now in NBA deals, though. The fifth year is going to be a player option at $60 million. This is, we're going to, at some point, we've probably got another decade to go. $100 million a year. We're going to start to see that.
I don't think it's a decade. Happen. NBA media rights, the way they're moving in value.
Yeah, it's a good
cap
point.
Cap has to go way up for a $100 million player option, right? The cap has to be like 230 or 240, right, for that to probably be happening. But
yeah,
maybe we get there. And like, who would be the player that would have the $100 million? Like, it would be, God, like
Victor Wembanyama, the guy that's going to be the number one pick next year from France.
Wembanyama,
Wembanyama, that's what it
or
is.
Or like,
have you watched the tape on that kid? By the way,
yeah, he's like Giannis.
He's 7'3" with a 7'9" wingspan. Can handle the ball like a point guard and shoot from 30 feet out. He is the unicorn of unicorns. So yeah, he'll be like the $100 million a year guy.
Combined. He's like Giannis and Durant combined. So yeah, his supermax is. Victor Wembanyama's Supermax will be the first one to contain a $100 million player option. That's possible.
It's going to be called
like
the Wembanyama deal
that would like fit that. It's like Jaws Supermax that comes after the extension. Like Jaws Supermax maybe could have a $100 million player option in it. Are we going to be there that fast? Probably not. His will probably be like 70 or something. Yeah.
Is it somebody
like
that
if
was
Zion
even
stuck with a team? If Zion stuck with a team,
stop,
where he could
stop,
get the
stop
Supermax,
trying to prop Zion up. Stop it. Zion's never getting.
Well, what do you want to tell me? Brandon Ingram's Supermax is going to be that great? What Supermax? Right.
Let's see. We got a few more. Oh, you know, so actually this is an interesting one. I mean, he's not like a big name, but the Grizzlies and Tyus Jones, 2-year, $30 million deal. Tyus Jones was a hotter commodity as a point guard for a lot of teams. So that's a really, really important signing for the Grizzlies, especially with, you know, look, John Morant has a little bit of an injury history already. That's the one concern you have, the way that he plays. He certainly looked fragile this year at times, including missing time during the playoffs. To have Tyus Jones there ready to go, that's a major boost for a Grizzlies team that, I think they're, what, like 50-1 to win the title next year or something? I don't have it in front of me right now, but they are... Grizzlies are, not 50, 15 is what I meant to say. 15-1 to win the title next year over at Bet Rivers. They're not going to get there yet, but they're building a team that is not just talented at the top, but they've got a lot of depth. Though they did have a great news dump today. I don't know if you saw, Jaren Jackson Jr. going to miss 4 to 6 months with a foot injury. That means he's probably going to miss the start of the season. Talk about the best time to do a news dump. Kevin Durant just requested a trade. Quick, tell everybody that he's going to ask for he's out for 6 months. So that's going to be a problem for them. But look, the Grizzlies have a really bright future, and they're doing a good job keeping that core together with this deal.
Yeah, the Grizzlies are such a smart team. You know that the Durant thing came out, and they were just like, the red phone rang in the owner's office. We got to announce Jaren Jackson like right now, like right, right now. Not like it's like not. I mean, it's not a news dump. Like, you know what? It's not a news dump. Like how Deshaun Watson's suspension is definitely getting announced tomorrow at 5 o'clock on July 4th weekend. Like, there's just no shot.
That
it's anything different than that. Adjourned for the day today with nothing set. I mean, if you can't see this coming a mile away, the news dump of news dumps tomorrow afternoon, and we will be on the air probably during the show when it comes out. Power hour becomes the Deshaun Watson suspended for the, 10 games of the regular season hour. Basically, that's what tomorrow's going to turn into at 6 o'clock. But yeah, it's just funny that like Jaren Jackson Jr. it's like positive news, positive news, positive news. This guy's out 6 months. Like, wait, what? What is it? So just for those of you doing the math, like, seems like basically what that says is Jaren Jackson's probably not going to be around for the start of the year. Maybe he comes back Christmas. Maybe it's Thanksgiving. Whatever, like something like that. Misses the first part of the year. Obviously, the Grizzlies are a pretty deep team, and they're going to be really awesome next year with a really high win total. I don't think they'll win the title either, but like, yeah, just kind of like an interesting little piece of news that got slipped in there a little bit. I don't know. Is anything else do anything for you here? Like, we got like Mo Bamba and the Magic, 2 years, 21. Does that do anything for you?
He's kind of been disappointing. I thought he'd have a little bit of a, I guess like, you could say, better start like, what is, to his career.
This? I don't. Like, how would you even define Mo Bamba's career so far?
I don't.
Like incomplete.
I don't know. Yeah. Unfulfilled potential. Like there was points where you're watching him shoot threes before the draft. You're like, oh, okay. Well, he might be one of those. He might be a stretch five. Like he's working on that shot, protect the rim, get some rebounds. It's just. I don't know. Like the Magic decided to go kind of the Thunder route where they got a lot of long, big guys. And what's his face? Jonathan Isaac missed the entire season with a torn ACL. So they didn't have him this year. Paolo Banchero took number 5. So I was like, I guess Mo Bamba's gone, but now he re-signed. So I guess he's going to have a different number. I don't really know what Mo Bamba is. It's kind of one of those where you know, you can look at a certain player and go, if he could just put it all together, there's really something there. Mo Bamba is one of those players. But it just hasn't really come together yet.
Chris Boucher, 3 years, 36 for the Raptors. Just going back there, basically just, him 12-ish a year. Definitely a rotation player, going to be in like a 7-8 man rotation for them. Would play in a playoff series. Makes sense. I get a contract that makes perfect sense. So those are kind of like all the really, really kind of not far out ones. Cause Tyler's the best. Cause he's like, I'm not putting all of them in there. Do you care about Amir Coffee? And like Nick and I are about the biggest NBA people that you'll see on one of these things.
Yeah.
And even both of us are just like, we're good. Like we're good on that one. Like, I don't need to know where Amir Coffee is going. So basically it seems like kind of the summary, like if we put Durant to the side for the second, so it's Beal Supermax, Jokic Supermax.
Yep.
Neither of those are particularly surprising, right? So Beal Supermax, Jokic Supermax, we thought we were going to get those. So two more Supermaxes have been handed out. Generally been an interesting bet to make on a player to give him that much money. And then you have, what would your next, Brunson would probably be the next thing that's like matters, mm-hmm. although everybody knew that was going to happen anyway, 4 years, 104. And then the next thing's probably PJ Tucker, right? Like that's probably the next thing that matters that's happened, right? In terms of-
Now you're only talking free agents, right?
Yes.
You're only talking free ages, right?
What were you going to say? Oh, because DeJounte Murray. Right.
Yeah. That's a huge deal. That's, by the way, that makes Atlanta, that backcourt.
We haven't gotten your thoughts on that deal, by the way. We have like 2 minutes here. Like, what do you think that is? Like, what do you think that does?
Well, deep down, I'm actually a Knicks fan. Even though I want to see the Wizards succeed.
How deep? Them for really, many really deep down, you're a Knicks fan?
Like, it cuts deep. Like, it hurts deep. Like, unfortunately, I was a fan when I was a kid, and they were good, and it's awful. I wanted that. I was like, give all your assets up for him. He averaged 21, 8, and 9 last year. He is an incredible talent on both ends of the floor. He's young. He's only 25, coming from a Spurs organization that prioritizes playing basketball the right way. I know they're not winning the way that they used to. He, by the way, was an over machine. I mean, player combos, just props into the props market with DeJounte Murray last year. I was taking overs on him left and right. He was so dependable there, and he's going to continue to do that this year in Atlanta. They're going to be really good with those two together because now Trae Young can spend some time off the ball. Let Murray handle the point, and then Young can just go out, run around. You set some screens for him, hit him with corner threes. I mean, it's such a great move for Atlanta to be able to do that. It's going to make Trae Young better. Murray's going to be better. More people will now see how good DeJounte Murray. I mean, the guy made the All-Star team last year playing in San Antonio with a team that had no shot at making the playoffs. That's how good this guy is. More people will know about how good he is now. So it's a great move for the Hawks. I'm jealous. I would have loved to see him in either Washington or New York.
Sure.
But instead, the Hawks are a good organization and did what they could. So there you go.
It's
going to be fun to see.
Atlanta seed next year in the playoffs will be what? What would you make their over-under for seed in the playoffs next year as a result of this?
Oh, if you set it at 4.5, I might take the over as like a 4 or 3 seed. I think they can turn back.
Remember, they made it 5.5.
Yeah, they made. No. I think that they would be a top 4 seed, is what I'm saying. They could
really.
All right, I'm not too close to thought. They're talking to my ears. Hold on, we'll come back. I'll have this next. It's You Better You Bet on BetQL.
It's You Better You Bet from BetQL. Download the BetQL app today to get the latest analytics to help you beat the sportsbooks.